This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle, covers the Texans. Jonathan, I'd like to give you a boatload of draft picks for your elite left tackle. How do you feel about it?
I think you were crazy. You know, teams rarely trade left tackles, and then somebody as successful as Laramie Tunsil. You know, that's what the Texans ultimately did. They thought that they'd be in a good position and ultimately, you know, didn't want to pay Laramie.
So calm our nerves a little bit to that point. There is some, like, why are you giving me this for, you know, why are you handing me this side-eye thing going on here? Should we be nervous, or is Laramie Tunsil still a stud?
No, Laramie Tunsil's still a stud. He was one of their top five best players in 2024. I think the only issue you have with Laramie Tunsil last year was the fact that he committed a bunch of false starts, and that's primarily because he likes to get an early jump on defensive linemen. That's his thing. But you take the good with the bad. He doesn't give up sacks. Only gave up 2 sacks last year. But the Texans, you know, ultimately, you know, he was going to be up for an extension after 2026. Well, he was up for an extension now, but his contract expires after 2026, and the Texans just have a ton of players that they have to pay money to. And, you know, they value the younger talent right now over the veteran talent.
So what I was guessing, just looking at Houston's salary cap, last year they had a big offseason. You know, it didn't really work out the way a lot of people thought. They were still pretty good, obviously. It wasn't if they fell off completely. But you know, a lot of people thought they'd be a Super Bowl contender. And now they've got a lot of big ticket items due, not a ton of cap space. I just looked at this as if to say, they said, we have to make some sacrifices here. We can't pay everybody. And maybe that's why he's available when usually guys like this are not. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, you look at who they have to pay. They don't have a ton of cap space this year and won't have a ton next year. But yeah, next year they're going to have to probably pay – you know, they're going to have to pay Derek Stingley this year, who will become the highest paid cornerback in the league. Next year, C.J. Stroud's eligible for extension. If he has a great year, he could be the highest paid quarterback. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be eligible for extension. You know, if he plays well, he could be one of the highest paid defensive linemen. I don't think anybody's going to pass Myles Garrett next year. But Will Anderson could creep up there. And then you would have had Laramie Tunsil would have been asking for a contract as well. And they're prioritizing their young talent and their core pieces. And unfortunately, Laramie Tunsil was the odd man out. But trading for him, they could still get decent value, which they were able to get through those draft picks from the Commanders.
How good a player is he for Commanders fans who either aren't familiar with his game over the last couple of years or wonder, you know, what level of play he can provide if he's – playing at a high level and everything checks out here?
I mean, he hasn't had any bad seasons. I would say Laramie Tunsil is a top five offensive tackle in the league right now. He got some votes for All-Pro, and he was just outside of that. I think he's an all-pro type of player, definitely a Pro Bowler, and has made the Pro Bowl each of the last 2 years. And I don't see him slowing down. He didn't look like he was slowing down. I think he'll continue to be good. And premier left tackle, as athletic as Laremy Tunsil, can play late in their career. I think he's just turned 30. So I think he has a few more prime years, at least three more prime years. And the Commanders have him for the majority of that contract, where he'll still be in his prime. So I think the Commanders got a good pick, and it shows that they're trying to win right now and trying to figure out the best way to protect Jaden Daniels moving forward.
Jonathan, where is he special? Like, there are a lot of guys that are pretty good in the run game, et cetera, but it seems like he may be set apart in a couple areas. Where is Laremy Tunsil different than everybody else? Where is he special in your mind?
Yeah, I think he's top three in the league in pass protection. He doesn't give up a lot of sacks. He only gave up two all season. And this was an offensive line that gave up 54 sacks all season. So Tunsil was responsible for only two of those. His running game, run blocking, was always been kind of iffy, and he got better at that this year. Former offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick remarked how he had improved in that area of his game, and that was what was going to take him to be elite. But his pass protection is where he's among the best players in the league.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What do you think about the return? You mentioned it's good value, but a 2-4 next year, a 3-7 this year compared to what you were expecting. And also, I guess along those lines, did you think they were trading him? Like, we had never heard Washington linked to him once. Was this something that was kind of known that they might be flipping him, or did it come out of nowhere?
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. It was definitely a surprise. You knew that the Texans wanted to make some changes on their offensive line, but you didn't expect them to trade their best offensive lineman. But when you put everything together and the totality of it, how they're going to need to pay players, the fact that they want to get younger, and, you know, when they have to pay C.J. Stroud, which is probably next season, they're going to have to use younger players. So it makes sense from the standpoint that you got to get younger now, and this is probably the best chance to get the most value for Laremy Tunsil. I thought that they probably could have snuck in a first-round pick there, but, you know, they got what they got. And I still think it's a decent haul for the Texans, and they'll need those picks next year in 2026 for sure.
So in terms of the contract, it seems like he's already looking to kind of go back in line at the buffet here in terms of wanting to get paid again. He just signed that extension, just finished his first year of it, and now there's 2 years left. One, the last year's, you know, not a lot of guaranteed money. So I would have thought maybe after this year, was there a thought that he might want to go back in line with Houston right now?
Yeah, I mean, Laremy Tunsil's goals throughout his career were to become the highest paid player in the league, and he negotiated his own deals. And he did that twice. So I have no doubt he wanted to become the highest paid player again. And really more so that's about him proving to the rest of the league that he's among the best. I mean, that's his main goal. He's not just a money guy. He wants to be the best, and he thinks that correlates with that. And it does in many ways. You pay the top players. I think he's going to continue to try to be one of the best in the league and try to work to be that. And, the Texans are going to definitely miss him, and I think Commanders, again, a good player.
But he signed for $3.75 before last season, right?
It wasn't before last season. It was the season before that.
Got you. Okay, so but he's got 2 years left on his deal. So did he add – was it 3 years tacked on to one final deal?
Yes, correct.
Got you. Okay, so then – I guess what Danny's asking is, should we expect him to be in, like, pay-me mode right now where he might hold out or whatever, or is that a year away?
I don't think he would hold out. I think he would probably play through this season, but he would – there were probably an understanding that he would want to revisit his contract. He never held out when he was with the Texans.
What kind of guy is he in the locker room?
Funny guy, doesn't like cameras a ton, so he's probably not going to speak in front of cameras a lot, but he's a good down-to-earth guy and a person definitely worth getting to know, super funny, and his teammates love him to death. So I think that's also why it was a huge surprise to me. He was voted team captain the past 2 years, but just a good genuine dude.
Love it. Really appreciate the time and insight on short notice, Jonathan. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Really good information there. The Texans, one of the up-and-coming teams in the AFC.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.